21 hours Greenwich Mean Time, 11 p.m. South African Time on Wednesday the 30th of April. Good evening from Radio RSA, the voice of South Africa, broadcasting to West Africa and Europe and 11900 kilohertz in the 25 meter band, 9525 kilohertz in the 31 meter band, 7270 kilohertz in the 41 meter band, and 5980 kilohertz in the 49 meter band. Here is the news read by June Palmer. The provisional communist government of South Vietnam has said in the capital Saigon that generosity and leniency will be shown towards enemy soldiers who surrender to them and that foreign property will be protected. The new government has decreed that looters will be severely dealt with and has appealed for a quick return to normal life. It has told its troops to quickly establish revolutionary order and continue disarming and dispersing enemy troops. The International Red Cross is attempting to establish contact with the Viet Cong so that its new government can make use of its experience in directing refugees home and in tracing the missing. It is announced from the North Vietnamese capital, Hanoi, that Saigon will be known in future as Ho Chi Minh in honor of the country's former president who died in 1969. It is believed that American warships are still picking up South Vietnamese refugees off the country's coast. Singapore's Prime Minister, Lee Kuan Yew, has warned Commonwealth leaders at their conference in Jamaica that his country could be next to be overrun by communists following the fall of South Vietnam and Cambodia. He said the events of the past weeks showed a decline of Western influence in Southeast Asia. India, Thailand, and Laos have officially recognized the Provisional Revolutionary Government of South Vietnam, while Japan, Finland, and Sweden have said they will take steps to do so. Britain has said she will continue to recognize the present ambassador in London.
This is Radio Nederland, the Dutch world broadcasting system in Hilversum, Holland. We're broadcasting to the eastern part of North America. We're broadcasting on 25.58 and 30.88 meters. That's on frequencies of 11,730 and 9,715 kilohertz. Wednesday, April 30th. We're on the air until 22:50 GMT. First, the news, read by Alan Clark. The new revolutionary rulers of South Vietnam have reiterated that they will conduct a policy of peace and non-alignment. In Argentina, three political commentators and a leftist woman journalist have been abducted. In the black residential districts of Luanda, capital of Angola, there's been fighting for the second day running between supporters of rival freedom movements. Saigon, the capital of South Vietnam, has been renamed Ho Chi Minh City to honor the North Vietnamese leader who died in 1969. The surrender of Saigon put an end to the war that has ravaged Vietnam for nearly 35 years, a war that's claimed more than a million lives, including those of 56,000 Americans. The population of the capital welcomed the revolutionary troops with enthusiasm and relief. The new rulers have occupied all ministerial offices and strategic points and called on the population, the civil servants, and the police to stay at their jobs, to make everything function as normally as possible. The last president of South Vietnam, General Minh, has been arrested, and his fate is unknown. Meanwhile, several countries have recognized the new regime, which announced that it intends to follow a policy of peace and non-alignment. The new revolutionary rulers are prepared to maintain diplomatic relations with any country, regardless of its political or social principles. This was stated by representatives of the Provisional Revolutionary Government of South Vietnam in Paris. An announcement in Washington said that some 65,000 Vietnamese have been evacuated. Most of them had been working for Americans, but a number had other reasons to fear the consequences of a communist takeover. 50 American citizens voluntarily stayed behind in South Vietnam. They are mainly journalists and missionaries. The United States Treasury Department has banned all financial and commercial transactions with South Vietnam by American residents. Exceptions will be made, but they must require special permits. The bank accounts held by South Vietnamese in the United States have also been blocked. A similar measure was taken for Cambodia after the fall of Phnom Penh. The Swiss government has banned the import and storage of gold from South Vietnam and Cambodia. The world-famous Swiss banker's discretion will not apply to gold from these two countries. The measure is connected with reports that ex-President Thieu tried a few weeks ago to ship South Vietnam's gold stocks to Switzerland in a chartered plane.
This is Radio Japan, the overseas broadcasting service of NHK in Tokyo.
この放送はラジオ日本のジェネラルサービスです。東京からお送りいたします。
Radio Japan, the overseas broadcasting service of NHK in Tokyo. We are now broadcasting on 15.195 megahertz in the 19 meter band, 15.105 megahertz also in the 19 meter band, and 9.585 megahertz in the 31 meter band. This general service of Radio Japan can be heard daily from 23 to 2400 hours Greenwich Mean Time. We now bring you the news followed by commentary. And now here's the news and first the headlines. South Vietnamese Liberation Forces have occupied Saigon following the unconditional surrender of the government there, putting an end to 30 years of war in Vietnam. A representative of the South Vietnam Provisional Revolutionary Government in Paris says the new regime in Saigon will follow a non-aligned foreign policy. And the Japanese government is expected to recognize a new government in Saigon at an early date after its establishment following the surrender of the Saigon government. Those are the headlines, and now the news in detail. South Vietnamese Liberation Forces have occupied Saigon following the unconditional surrender of the government there, thus putting an end to 30 years of war in Vietnam. Japanese correspondents in Saigon report in a dispatch that President Won Văn Minh of the Saigon government transferred Phu Phan to Liberation Forces at his presidential palace in the capital city. Liberation Forces took over the government radio station and announced that they have accepted the unconditional surrender made by General Duan Van Minh. They described him as president of the former government. The radio also said that they have completely liberated Saigon and the capital has been named Ho Chi Minh City. The radio controlled by Liberation Forces called on the Saigon government soldiers to turn in their arms. It said that a curfew has been ordered in Saigon from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. and that people who disturb public order will be punished severely. The radio called on workers to return to work. Japanese correspondents in Saigon report that the situation there has returned to quiet after Liberation Forces have been have moved into the capital city, and public order there has been maintained. A representative of the South Vietnamese Provisional Revolutionary Government in Paris says that the new regime in Saigon will follow a non-aligned foreign policy. Mr. Dinh Ba Thi, chief of the PRG delegation in Paris, said his government is ready to establish diplomatic relations with all countries on the basis of mutual respect of independence and sovereignty. He said that the PRG is willing to accept economic and technical aid from any country, provided that there are no political strings attached. Mr. Thi also said that the PRG will work for the peaceful reunification of North and South Vietnam. This news is coming to you from Radio Japan, Tokyo. This is the General Service of Radio Japan, transmitting on 9.585, 15.105, and 15.195 megahertz. The Japanese government is expected to recognize the new government in South Vietnam at an early date after it is established, following the surrender of the Saigon government to the Provisional Revolutionary Government. Foreign Minister Miyazawa says that Japan will recognize a new government in Saigon if it establishes effective control of South Vietnam. Radio Japan's political reporters say that the Japanese government regards the victory of South Vietnamese liberation forces as one of the inevitabilities of history. Our reporters also note that there are voices in Japan calling for an early recognition of a new government in South Vietnam, and there are also moves toward the recognition of it among the member countries of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, with which Japan intends to strengthen ties. However, Japanese foreign ministry sources say that it will take time for the Japanese government to have active diplomatic relations with the new government in South Vietnam. The same sources point out that the Japanese government has maintained diplomatic relations with the Saigon government for more than 20 years and has been on the side of the United States, which had supported both mentally and economically the Saigon government. In a related story, the Japanese embassy in Saigon reports that a total of 163 Japanese nationals are still remaining in there. They include 22 officials of the embassy, 37 news reporters, and 28 company employees. The Japanese are staying at the embassy, the ambassador's residence, and hotels. India, Laos, Sweden, and Finland have recognized the Provisional Revolutionary Government of South Vietnam. A number of other countries, including Thailand and Malaysia, have announced their readiness to recognize the new regime in Saigon.
Radio Moscow. The South Vietnam Liberation Forces have entered Saigon. The Saigon regime capitulated unconditionally. The flag of the Provisional Revolutionary Government was hoisted over the presidential palace. Our commentary was written by news analyst Yuri Shalikin. What has now happened was inevitable. The Vietnamese people's long struggle has been crowned a victory. The lessons of this great victory are absorbed by its significance. The first lesson to be derived is that a nation fighting for freedom and independence cannot be conquered. It's invincible. No matter how much Western propaganda slanders liberation forces, it is a fact that they are part of the people, that they express the people's interests. This was strikingly demonstrated by the events of the past few weeks, by the popular uprisings in the rapidly shrinking zone of the puppet regime, and by the enthusiastic welcome given to the liberation forces in Da Nang, in many other South Vietnamese cities, and now in Saigon. The Vietnamese patriots displayed heroism, courage, and staunchness as they fought for their right to be masters in their own home. At After World War II, no other nation has known the trials that befell Vietnam. Attempts were made to bomb Vietnam back into the Stone Age, as one high-ranking American general put it. It was burnt with napalm and poisoned with chemicals. Its people were massacred by the butchers of Song Mi. It was settled with the Saigon puppet regime, which waged a war against its own people and was prepared to put the entire nation into the tiger cage. The Vietnamese patriots went through all of this, but their will was not broken. They have attained their goal. They have won. Their victory has made it clear how much the possibilities of imperialism have shrunk. Nothing can now help it to turn back the march of history. That's the second major lesson of the Vietnamese people's victory. And the third one is the effectiveness of internationalism, of international solidarity. No nation fighting for freedom and its inalienable rights is alone in its just struggle. It has many friends all over the world, as is shown by Vietnam. All these years, the Vietnamese people had the support of the Soviet Union, the other socialist countries, and all of progressive mankind. This support helped them win their cause. The Soviet people heartily congratulate the Vietnamese on their signal victory. Their victory reflects the main direction in which the world is developing. This is indicated by the lessons of Vietnam. These lessons should be remembered particularly by those who are trying to go against the current or to stop it. Commentary came to you from Radio Moscow.